Absolutely, Mike. We've got six teams coming at the moment. We could have had 20, I think, was the amount of calls that we've got. We've got the likes of Shamrock Rovers, Piemont United, Wilton United, Regional, Anacadia, and ourselves. So there's a lot of high calibre clubs in there, and it's great for Limerick soccer, as you say.
It certainly is. Anytime you see, particularly Piemont, who are flying high in the Women's National League, coming to a tournament like this, will show you how serious it's been taken. And Shamrock Rovers is just a huge name in Irish soccer to get.
Absolutely, yeah, and they were more than happy to come. Shamrock Rovers are actually going to be doing an exhibition match with them on the Saturday at 12:30. So they're not going to be involved in the cup because they're flying out to Sweden for some tournament on the Monday. But they're going to do a one-off game with us on Saturday at 12:30. So I'd encourage any boys or girls or anybody that really wants to see a good game of football and to come to that game, to come to all games really. But the game of Rovers is going to be special, I think.
It certainly will. You get underway on Friday night. Friday night, Derby Lights, as they say. Regional against Anacadia. I know last week there were plenty of people raving around an under-19 game, which Regional beat Anacadia by 3-2. But they said the calibre of football was top class. And this promises to be just the same next Friday.
Absolutely. And myself and Pat and Frank and Rose were coaching that team as well. And it was an excellent game from both teams. It was very close, only divided by a goal in the end. So we will have a lot of the same players on both sides, I'd imagine. I don't know the Anacadia team, but I'd imagine a lot of those girls will be playing with the 16s as well. But it was an excellent game and a great game to open up the tournament, as you said.
Yeah, and those two sides will open the tournament next Friday evening. But then Saturday you start quite early at 10:30 start. You've got Cashel against Anacadia. Regional play Cashel that evening in Group 1. Squeeze between that on the grass, you've got Piemont against Wilton, and then Wilton play Westport. So all the teams will see plenty of action Saturday before you culminate in the conclusion of the tournament on Sunday. It's really a festival of football.
It really is. I mean, you mentioned Piemont and Wilton there, Mike. That was when we got to the semi-final of the National Cup at the under-14s for this same team 2 years ago. Piemont and Wilton was the actual final. We got knocked out. I remember doing an interview with yourself and with Pat Keane and for the semi-final, and Wilton knocked us out 4-2 in the semis, but they went on to be beaten by Piemont. So it's real gas that the same teams are still very strong. They're still going up through the grades, and the girls know each other very well at this stage, and we've got a few Irish internationals that are playing alongside them now for Ireland and for Munster schools and that kind of thing. So it's very exciting. There'll be some very high calibre games there.
These tournaments aren't easy or cheap to run. You'll be glad of the facilities at Regional because you have the access to the grass pitch and the all-weather pitch, which is almost a given now that clubs have the option of both. But to have that facility for the full weekend, it's fantastic for the players involved because both surfaces are equally good.
Yeah, they are, absolutely. Yeah, we've got one match on the grass on the Saturday and the rest we're trying to focus on the all-weather pitch as much as we can. So the Friday night game is going to be on the all-weather pitch. We've got 5 or 6, I think, on the Saturday on the all-weather pitch and 1 or 2 on the grass. But we'll be utilising the facilities as much as we can, obviously. On the Sunday, then, we've got the 3 finals. We're going to have a Shield final, Trophy final and a Cup final. And they'll all be on the all-weather pitch. So, it's very exciting. But we've also got a few other things as well, Mike, if you don't mind me mentioning. We're going to have a barbecue there available for everybody, a shop as well, and a candy flask stall and some ice cream vans and that kind of thing. So, it'll be fun for people to bring their kids to as well. And, we're trying to cater for everybody.
And what it'll do ultimately, Fergal, is, I suppose, improve the image of soccer, of women's soccer in particular, in Limerick. It will also give a huge lift to the game that you're attracting the big names. But for the players themselves to come up against that calibre of opposition over a weekend, it's only got to benefit the game locally.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. We've actually also got Dave Connell is coming down, the Irish under-19 manager. He's going to be attending. Sue Ronan, who's the under-16 Irish manager, she's coming down as well to see. So as much as it will be exciting about the clubs individually, and I spoke to the girls about this last week, the regional girls, they have a platform now to showcase themselves. With these people, with Irish internationals, play with Irish internationals, but also play in front of the head coaches, to let them see how good they are and how much it means to play for their individual club. So it's exciting from a club level, but also from the players' level as well. So it's going to be great.
And to be fair, Regional have their recognition at international level already. I imagine the link with Dave Connell coming down is through one of your co-organisers, Pat Keane, of course, wore the blue of Limerick, and they would have known each other well from their League of Ireland days. So it's good to have those connections and that pulling power.
Yeah, absolutely. Pat played with Limerick for 4 years, so yeah, he was the brains behind getting a lot of these people down as well. So he's He told me that they're coming down just, I think we got it confirmed last week. So that's very exciting. But Pat's been great. But there's Frank Deary as well. He's helped out a lot. He's coaching with us as well. Rose Benson knows everybody in Limerick and everybody will know her. So she's been great with us. And Declan McDermott as well, who's the head of the girls' soccer in regional. He's been great to help us. Because there's a lot of coordination. It's not just about organising the football games. You know, you have to get on the Referees Association. You have to buy trophies and this kind of thing. You have to organise facilities for the people. Portaloos, extra changing rooms or even for the girls. So there's a lot that goes on with this. It's not just organising the games and hoping the Shamrock Rovers turn up and play, you know, as you know, Mike.
Yeah, guarantee it. And I suppose what is very noticeable is your promotion of the event has been good. You've also got some excellent backers of the tournament, local sponsors, which is very important, and also bigger brands as well have come on board.
Yeah, we've got a lot of local guys. I'll just give them a quick shout out if you don't mind. We've got Pat Turner Motors, so we'd like to thank Austin and Frank from there. They've come in. Tommy from Russell's Select Bar on the Highway. They've been great. We're actually having an event there on Sunday night after the tournament finishes. Centre Dura Doyle are helping us out. Irish Cement have been great to us, in fairness, and Prestige Mobile Dog Groom, and they've come in. So we've got five different sponsors, all local ones, and you know, within a mile of the ground as well, which is great to see. It's a very community based club that we have, and it's great that, you know, people from the community are coming in to back it. So it's very exciting.
So whether you're a young aspiring female player that wants to get involved in the game or wants to look up to your peers or just go generally to enjoy the occasion, you'd invite everybody to go to Dura Doyle, to Regional United's grounds, from Friday evening, Saturday and Sunday when the competition concludes.
Absolutely, and we're going to have it up on the if people just want to check out the timetable for maybe they want to come to a specific game, it'll be on the Regional United Facebook page and in a lot of the local press next week as well, but the timetable will be on Regional United Facebook page.